Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Welcome to the Bro Show Halloween special, honey.
Yes, Halloween.
Oh, no.
Are you joking?
You guys, if you're watching the video, the camera just literally fell.
Microphone? We didn't bring, microfiber cloths.
Wait, what do we do? Oh, no. We're filming this in the car, guys.
Every time you tried to reconnect it, you literally didn't have it pressed all the way down because it was on the mirror thing.
Oh.
Is that good? Maybe it'll just be a thing where the camera falls every 30 seconds and we can never focus on what we're talking about
this
the entire time.
Chaotic episode. That's kind of good. I don't want to talk about anything too long. Okay, hopefully it stays. It gives me, a level of just stress when it drops loud noises.
I know. like, part of me wants the camera to break just for the drama. Like, I want it just to shatter.
And then we just continue.
But, yeah, you guys, this is the Halloween episode. It's the week of Hallow-Eve? Is that a thing? That sounds familiar. Halloween. Eve.
Well, wouldn't that be...
the eve of Halloween?
Yeah, so Saturday, because Halloween's on a Sunday this year.
But we're in a park. Dark. It's the darkest night of the year. The moon is shining. It's a very full moon.
Yes.
And we're the only people in the parking lot.
Yeah, so this park that we're in, we went deep in, but we do have to expose ourselves that there was two scarier spots, but
yeah.
I didn't know. I just didn't want to be halfway through the podcast and
yeah, we could have
get abducted by aliens.
Yeah, the little spoiler alert is we are in a park in the middle of a city or town or whatever. We could have gone literally out to a remote country area. So scary, no lights anywhere. But I just knew myself and I knew I would actually wouldn't be able to focus on anything because I would actually think we're going to get abducted.
You would just be looking in circles the whole time.
We'd for sure get abducted, which could have been good for the podcast, but we aren't doing it.
I mean, how would the podcast get uploaded if we actually got abducted?
Oh, that's true. But also, Jacob was trying to act like a badass. He said, let's just do it. And I said, what if someone slashes our tires? And he said, then whatever, that happens. It's
no,
sis, you would be so scared.
I'm pretty sure if someone slashes your tires, you can still, drive for, 50 miles.
You made it sound
miles.
Like it was, casual. Yeah, why does it matter?
I'm just saying that, in a vehicle, I do feel way more safe because... let's say someone tries to slash the tires. I'm pretty sure you could still drive. It just would obviously ruin your car. But
I'm thinking of the Grand Theft Auto. When the cops are really on you in Grand Theft Auto and they throw out a spike strip, which makes your car stop.
Oh.
So maybe that actually isn't a thing. I mean, I don't know. If somebody literally slashed all four of our tires, that'd be pathetic on our point. It'd be like, drive off, sis. Why'd you let him do all four? that would be embarrassing on our part.
Yeah, that would, because we could have, ran away. Drove away.
Yeah.
But yeah, Halloween and, I mean, I feel like since it's dark right now, I'm getting such a Halloween Town scary movie. I feel like I'm part of a movie cast right now. It's so spooky.
Should we do the rest of the podcast like this? There's no lights? This game, we need some.
Pitch.
But so we each have a few just spoopy. What is spoopy? I remember that was a Twitter thing.
Oh, I Googled it because you said it in a video, and I guess it's just an internet slang for spooky.
Oh, we're going to have a spooky episode. Me and Jacob and I each have a few, scary topics we want to talk about, and the goal is to just get scared. Give our bodies stress and fear. That's the goal for this next hour.
Yes.
And that's why we're filming it outside in the dark, because we knew if we did it in the regular podcast room... it just wouldn't be scary. You know, we're in a safe house, but out here in the wilderness, we could literally summon, actual aliens to abduct us.
Yeah, I'm not scared. Yeah, I feel like since it's dark out, and it's 8 o'clock, it's not, 3 o'clock in the morning, but still, somewhat, a spaceship could abduct us, or, a ghost could haunt us.
Yeah, I'm such a baby that I'm not kidding. If someone just even drives by us, I'm going to be so scared. Because I'm like, what are they doing?
No.
I'm so happy no cars have driven past yet.
I have a story time. When I was driving to Lucas's house today, I was at the roundabout. And I heard someone honk. And I was like...
shut up.
So we live... no one honks. Right?
Yeah, unless you're really out of line.
Because I swear I never hear anyone honk where we live.
Yeah, it isn't a thing.
The person behind me honked, I'm pretty sure. And I was like, I can't go at the roundabout. But then And then they, like, followed me for a little bit, but okay, they didn't actually follow me, but I thought they were following me, but then they taunted. For a second, I was scared, because I was like,
oh, you were so relieved when they didn't keep following you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But wait, why they honked at you? Because you were at the roundabout and you didn't go? Because there was another car going?
There was 7 vehicles around this area, so it could have been someone else honking, but I felt... It, you know, you can't really tell what...
You felt personally attacked.
Yeah, I
did. I'm trying to think, like...
Did.
When's the last time I honked at someone? Have you ever honked at someone?
Not even joking. Well, because I've only drove in Nebraska, but yeah, I haven't ever honked at someone.
I feel like
I'm not aggressive enough.
Yeah, I think in LA I have honked at people because, like, if you're just, like, in a nice way, like, even though they probably view it as, like, fuck you, go, like, I just wish they knew the energy from my car was like, oh, look up, hun.
Cause, like, oh, because it was green, but they didn't
like,
go?
If there's a left turn and the left turn signal's on and they aren't going, like, if it's been 3 seconds, I'll do a little love tap to the horn. But, like, it's more of, like, a cute honk.
Oh,
but, like,
they definitely
view it as, like, fucking go!
But if you wanted to, you could be more annoying and, like, hold it for 4 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you know, like, they're pissed.
But, yeah. So, I have honked at people.
Like, do you think you can...
Oh, there's a car coming.
There's a car coming.
Oh, they're about to corner us. Just kidding.
No, like, why am I actually scared right now?
I know. It's like, boo, other people are allowed to drive in the park.
Well, it's because it's literally pitch black and... We've only seen one car, but it was parked way farther away.
Yeah. For some reason, like, this whole situation just reminds me of, like, high school years. Because it's, like, such a high school thing to be like, let's drive to a park and, like, sit in a dark car. Like, why is that a thing?
That's what I meant in the beginning. Like, it feels like I'm in a movie right now. Trying to, like, summon a ghost.
That is scary. So... Do you want me to go first with my spooky topic?
Oh, yeah. So we have some spooky topics and... Yeah, say it.
I'm just gonna... Wait. I was gonna say some of my topics are inspired by Demi Lovato's extraterrestrial show.
All of them all?
Literally every single one of my topics I'm gonna talk about today is inspired because I finished Unidentified, or I don't know what it's called. I think it's Unidentified with Demi Lovato. The show where... Demi just explores UFOs, ghosts, just a bunch of extraterrestrial shit.
The vehicle's coming back.
Wait, why are they mad?
Wait. They're really mad.
Okay, we're good, guys.
Okay, let's just make sure they pass. I know I sound like a complete
You know what the scariest thing would be?
Dick.
If they literally parked right behind us, then there's no way out now.
Okay, we just go ahead.
No, except to... Wait, where did that car come from?
Okay. No, it just is like
you guys, other
the
people...
local... Like, a bunch of people having sex in their cars.
But so what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I've already talked about the Demi Lovato show, like, 3 weeks ago on the podcast, how I was obsessed with it. I finished it. I've watched all 4 episodes, and the topics I'm going to say are all inspired from the Demi Lovato show.
So what's your review out of 10?
I honestly loved it. I was so entertained.
9 out of 10.
I didn't finish the haunted episode because I'm not really into that stuff. That's too scary to me. Like, I'm like, bitch, I don't want to learn about this. But, like, the alien episodes, I thoroughly loved.
I might have to agree with you on that. When people talk about aliens, there's a level of like unattainableness that I am down to fully delve. But with ghosts at nighttime especially, it seems like it's so attainable for a ghost to just pop up.
You know how people like always talk about ghosts in a bad way, like they're so mad, they're trapped or whatever, and they make it sound so negative. But aliens, like, especially in the Demi Lovato show, they just kept saying like they're so positive, you guys, like they just want peace for us and everything.
Hopefully they help like the planet if they do come.
But it's actually crazy when you think about the show. Demi sang for a ghost in one episode, and the ghost literally complimented the singing and was like, boots, wig, when Demi sang. Isn't that a thing?
What is that from again?
I think it's like a TikTok or something that says like, Charlie XCX wig, pop off.
Oh, yeah, that totally rings a bell.
And then, spoiler alert, fast forward 2 minutes if you don't want to be spoiled, the Demi Lovato show, the last episode... Aliens and a UFO literally thank Demi and are like, we love you. Like, they're like, thank you so much for spreading the word about us. Like,
see, that
she got acknowledged
it...
by a ghost and an alien.
So, I watched the ghost episode. I didn't watch the alien episode. That's when it seems unrealistic.
Mm.
I don't care if you're Cher. If you're doing a ghost show And the ghost says, Shale, I love you. I'm such a big fan.
It
reminds
it ruins it.
Makes it seem fake. And, okay, there is a chance it could have happened. But it makes it seem fake to me.
Yeah, that's the only thing. But last episode, they did actually see a UFO.
But the UFO said, I'm such a big fan of you, dummy, because that's fake.
Well,
then.
There was also, like, this psychic meditation girl who was there.
Me?
And she could, like, basically, like, Jacob is in it, wasn't it? And, like, there was, like, this psychic, like, witch girl. And she was, she kind of ruined it. Because they saw a UFO and it was, like, moving all weird and shit. But then she kept saying, you guys, I'm getting mental messages from them. It's like, sis, you're ruining it. She said, Demi, they're telling me my mind right now. Like, they just love you. And, like, they're so thankful you're doing this. Like, she kind of ruined it. But my favorite character in the show, these are little reality shows, so these are real people. Matthew Scott Montgomery, because he kept bringing people down to earth, like, because in the last episode, they saw a UFO, and they were in Arizona, so, like, it's all these hills and stuff, and when you look into the distance, you can't really tell if it's the ground or the sky.
Yeah.
But they saw, like, a UFO flying around, and he said, like, guys, like, I'm pretty sure it's just a car. But they were like... And then I looked at it, and I was like, wait, I think that is a car. But then they were like, no, like, it's a UFO. But, like, he was the one, like, bringing them down to earth.
I like that. Was Dallas, Dummy's sister, also kind of skeptical or no?
No, she's fully into it. Like, she was like, yeah, like, this is going to be, like, my new thing, like, doing
it's
this.
Cool that her name is Dallas, and she was born in Texas,
I know, they're
I
from
Texas.
I feel like that'd be weird, though, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah.
Like, she owns that city, pretty much, Dallas.
But back to the thing about mentioning you're a fan of Demi Lovato, it'd be like me and Lucas go UFO hunting, and I'm like, they said they watched the Flood movie. And it just is like, I don't care if 100 million people watched it. Like, I just don't. It doesn't make it more believable. It makes it less believable.
But my first spooky topic I want to talk about is the Green Door on Catalina Island.
Oh, okay.
So, Catalina Island, Jacob and I have been there. I've been there multiple times. I've ziplined there. It's a little island off the coast of LA. You take a ferry, or you can helicopter there. That's what Demi did.
First, we talk about the scariness of a door at nighttime. What if you woke up?
Wait, a door?
No, okay. Let me explain myself. I've seen photos. That's what I'm pitching. This, like, photo that I'm pitching.
Yeah.
A door. You wake up, and there's this random door in your body, and you open it, and it leads to, like, a blackness.
That's sort of what this is.
Oh, okay.
So there's a green door on Catalina that apparently shows up randomly, and it's a portal to another dimension.
I mean, you have to laugh because, like, obviously it sounds so unrealistic.
So I looked this up, and they talked about it on the show. Like, there's this green door. And I was kind of disappointed because, like I said, we've been to Catalina. I spent the night there before, and I've camped there. And I never knew it was, like, an extraterrestrial hotspot. Like, that would have made those nights way creepier and scarier.
We do have to say that when I went to Catalina Island with Lucas, we were joking the whole time about mermaids.
Yeah, we were and the creepy thing is they mention mermaids.
Yeah, so it is whale.
That's actually my second topic.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, there's, like, how mermaids are, like, kind of around us and, like, they're everywhere.
Stay tuned to Disney Channel. To
Okay, you guys, so the Catalina Green Door. According to the Catalina Insider, like, their newspaper or whatever, basically there's a lot of theories that giant humans exist and they live in the middle of the Earth.
So, like, queen being the giant type people.
Like, they're, like, these gigantic humans. They have their own civilization in the middle of the Earth. They come out sometimes and, like, just, like, run around and stuff. But there's these little portals to the underworld. One of them is in Catalina Island.
And it's in the ocean?
Yeah, I guess they believe the theory around these giant people or this, like, futuristic society in the core of the Earth is the main portals are on the North and South Pole. That's, like, how they mainly get in. And that's why, like, we don't live there because, like, we don't want to mess with it. But then they have little portals, like, in Catalina Island where, like, they can also do have, like, you know what I mean? Like, the main entrances are at the poles, but they have little entrances throughout the Earth.
Oh, so it would be, like, when you're in McDonald's, you know how there's the accidental? But there's also the, an emergency exit.
Yeah.
But when you go out of it, the alarm will sound, but maybe, like, sometimes they'd use it.
So I don't know if I have my theory wrong, but there's this like creepy people in the middle of the Earth. And I think the giants protect the portals because they don't want any of us to go in the middle of the Earth and see it, you know?
Oh, yeah, to be exposed.
So, yeah, these giants have been seen around. And no, but the creepy thing is like they did say that like in 1895, there was a burial that was found and there was 20 skeletons in the burial. from 1895, and the skeletons were twice as large as like humans nowadays. So like there's
wait, where did they find this again?
It was discovered in Toledo, Ohio.
So like, wait, so that wouldn't even be near one of the... Is there a portal there then?
I don't know, and I guess the skeletons were all arranged in like a weird sitting position, and they were all facing east.
How do they know it wasn't a dinosaur?
Because it was human skeletons.
Oh, okay.
Just don't question it.
Okay.
Also in 1931, a number of large skeletons were discovered in Nevada, and they were like around like 10 feet tall, and yeah, it was really scary. So, and also on Catalina, to bring it back to Catalina, there was a 7-foot and 8-foot giants. Wait, there was giants, like giant skeletons found there.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they're like, okay. So the theory is, there's a hollow earth. And basically there's an advanced civilization inside the earth. And I guess in Russia, it's a really popular theory. Like they said, like it's a theory everywhere. But I guess in Russia, there's a newspaper that, like, they even say, like, it's, like, scientifically proven, I guess. But I don't know if it's, like, their version of the National Enquirer.
Oh, okay. Wait, so, would these giant beings live in the ocean? Or is it, like, what I'm trying to ask is that, does the door lead to the ocean? Or would the portal lead to spaces where you can breathe, where, like, us humans could breathe? Because it's air.
What, in the earth? I don't know. It could be, like... You know what I mean? Like, maybe they don't need sunlight. It's just, like, a bunch of caves.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like, really,
sense.
Like, elaborate bunk or something. I don't really know. But in Russia, there was, like, scientific articles published saying, like, parallel world is hidden inside Earth. And in 2007, they had an article that came out, another human civilization may live inside Earth's hollows. But I love saying stuff like that, because, like, couldn't you say anything?
Oh, yeah, I could say, like, one in two people may be a sailor.
I know, it's like, they may. Like, if you say may, you could literally say anything. So I love how they did that.
No, like, right now, it's the vibe of, like, parallel universes is terrifying. Like, what if we just got sucked into one right now?
I hate that shit. Like, think about other dimensions and shit.
Oh, like, okay, like, thinking of... So, what is it called? Like a sinkhole or something?
Black hole?
No, a black hole. So, I know that black holes are in the galaxy, but what if somehow a black hole just appeared in front of us and we're just, like, sucked in?
Couldn't it, like, at any second the Earth get sucked up by a black hole?
I'm pretty sure. And like...
Yeah, so, like... You're scared! Why'd you do that?
Wait, do you hear a thump? Anyway, I feel like people are gonna think I'm, like,
I didn't... I hear a thump, but I would have heard it.
Oh, I think it might have been me. Okay.
Jacob's arm hit the seat and you scared yourself.
Can I just say that, like, I'm actually scared right now. So my anxiety's heightened.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but, so I guess hollow earthers, which okay. I might be at, like, this point. Hollow earthers believe, yeah, like I said, the major entry points are in the South Poles and there's alternate portals, one of them being on Catalina Island, known as the Green Door. And yeah, the giants protect the holes. That's on what the Green Door is. So what are your thoughts? Do you believe in the hollow earth? I mean, it is a cool theory thinking of like a civilization inside the core of the earth.
Yeah. So in the Demi Lovato show, they talked about it. Like, did they find...
They actually didn't. They talked about the Green Door. And they sort of said it. They talked about it more of in an alien way. They said like, oh, it's how aliens get to another dimension. Like, they didn't really talk about the hollow earth theory.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Right now... I feel like you explained it in a way where I'm not going to say I believe it, but it's one of those things where I for sure want to like hear more about it.
Oh, yeah. Like I'm a hollow earther.
It's so interesting. I didn't even know about this.
My whole thing is like, I don't know if I believe it because I don't believe it would be an advanced civilization. But then I'm thinking about all these portals and shit, like maybe it would be. But if I'm thinking about living in caves, I'm picturing creepy things crawling around who like can't even speak. But like, I'm not picturing an advanced civilization. I'm picturing like cave creatures.
Part of me thinks... Since there's so much land on Earth, this kind of has to do with that. But isn't there, like, a part of me thinks, like, if you explore every piece of land on Earth, there's, like, some species that's close to humans that, like, is effing creepy.
Oh, that's next topic, mermaids.
Oh.
Let's do your topic first. Let's switch back and forth.
So I have a bunch of shitty topics, and I have one big topic. But I'll do my big topic.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I've talked about this before.
What do you mean by you have a bunch of shitty topics? Like, just, like, one-liners?
Well, yeah, it's just, like...
Oh, does that person want something?
Goalie pop.
I'm kidding.
So, I've talked about this before. Liminal spaces.
Oh, yes. It's, like, Jacob's new, like, Hot topic.
Honestly, like, if you were hanging out with me and you hung out with me for a day, I'd probably mention it once. Like, we'd be on a walk and I'd say, like, wait, this looks like a liminal space.
It's so, like, your new thing. Everything's a liminal space.
Yeah. So, firstly, so I think we might talk about it on another episode, but I need to explain it. I need to explain how this came to fruition. Is that what fruition means? Like, how it came to be in my, in this world? So, okay. So, it came to be in my mind because me and Lucas did a video about Hobby Lobby. And we filmed ourselves inside Hobby Lobby. And Lucas said, so we filmed ourselves and then we do voiceovers. And Lucas said, we just were filming a bunch of things. And Lucas said, when we were in Hobby Lobby, it felt like we were in there for 5 hours and like it was never ending. And then someone commented, Lucas might have been experiencing a liminal space.
Oh, yeah, which is a phenomenon, right?
Yeah, a phenomenon. But then also, like, liminal actually has a definition. It's, I don't know, it's really interesting. But yeah, that's how liminal spaces came to be. Now, let's go to Wikipedia and see what they describe it as.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. In anthropology, liminality, that's how you say it. In anthropology, liminality is the quality of ambiguity or disorientation that occurs in the middle stage of a rite of passage. So I'm not going to continue with the rest, but basically it would be like, oh, I actually found later on in the Wikipedia article, they said, so like if you're Catholic, you might believe in purgatory. And that's when you die, you'd be in this,
like, in between,
like
where,
a
like,
chamber,
you...
I guess? I don't know.
Isn't it, like, where you kind of are, like, tortured for your sins until you finally, like, have been tortured enough that you're led into heaven?
Yeah, so that would be an actual liminal space because you're out in the beginning, but you're out in the end, and you're literally trapped in that position.
Liminal space is being trapped in the mid?
Yeah, like,
so, like, being trapped in the middle of a journey.
But, yeah, it would kind of be, like, being trapped, but, like, you can't even see ahead of you. That's how I view it. So,
oh my god, I just realized I felt this so many times, and if that's what it is.
Wait.
Like, thinking of, like, when you land on a plane and they aren't letting you off yet, like, that's sort of a liminal space to me because it's like, we landed, like, let us off the plane, but they're like, we have to taxi for a bit, like, and it's like, you're stuck in there.
Oh, yeah, so maybe someone's gonna, like, say the definition's wrong, but I would feel like that would.
But from what I was aware before you described it like that, I thought it was more of, like, a long hallway that was never ending where, like, you know what I mean? When you ever show me photos of liminal spaces, there's, like, this weird, like, abandoned office space. We're like, there's no way out.
Oh, yeah. So I'm part of the liminal space Reddit. There's like, it's like such a big subreddit. But yeah, like, those, like, when you take photos of liminal spaces, a lot of them are like, wait, so to get into liminal spaces, if I wanted to create a liminal space right now for a photo, wouldn't a liminal space be if you turned off all the lights on the car, like the headlights, and I went like 10 feet in front of our car and took a photo of it. That I would consider that a liminal space because it's pitch black. There's one car out in this parking lot.
Oh, yeah, but I do
like,
it,
what
but
I mean
I
is that...
I more of, like,
not
a roof over you, though, so, like, you're kind of claustrophobic, too.
Oh, like, you're trapped?
Like, in a parking garage.
Oh, like, yeah.
Because is it sort of, like, that type of your claustrophobic vibe, kind of?
Yeah, I would... That kind of is liminal spacey. Now, this is the Reddit description, because I want to fully describe to you the mystery of liminal space. There's a car passing us.
Oh, they're mad.
But yeah, I don't even really fully understand, like, the actual, like, fully understand liminal spaces, but this is the Reddit description. A liminal space is the time between what was and the next. It is a place of transition, waiting, and not knowing. Basically what we just said. Liminal space is where our transformation takes place. If we learn to wait and let it form us. So yeah, it's basically what you were just saying about how, like, it's where you, well, what was and next, like, you can't really see it.
Like,
you're stuck
in the middle of a journey. Like, a never-ending road trip would kind of be a liminal space, right? Like, if it actually never ended.
Oh, yeah. So, now, I didn't know about this until I watched this video about liminal spaces. This wasn't even for the podcast. 2 weeks ago, I just really wanted to watch a video about liminal spaces. And the most popular video on liminal spaces is by Solo Sands. So, if you want to watch it, like, they deep dive into it. It was really interesting. But there's this thing called backrooms. So I guess this is how liminal spaces kind of got created. Because I guess it's like, it's kind of a creation. Like, it's not like a real thing. I don't know. What?
Oh, this is a car passing.
But yeah, back rooms. So there was this photo, I guess, that kind of started it out of someone taking. Have I showed you the photo?
No.
I'll show you the
it's
photo.
It's an actual real life photo?
So, okay, this is so interesting. In the video that I was watching, there's a YouTube channel where they're trying to find where the photo originated. I guess people think it originated on Facebook Marketplace.
What you originally showed me for the Liminal Space thing.
So if you're watching, you can see it, but you can just search backrooms. And this was, I'm pretty sure, like, the Poltergeist. I don't know, the beginning of the Liminal Space movement. So the photo is just this room, and people, like, have theories, but it's not like an, I think it's kind of just to scare yourself. But there's a video game on it, too. So the backrooms, like, in Owly Owly, this back room would be, in Liminal Space terms, it would be, the video that I was watching said it would be like a 300-mile course of just these back rooms. So basically, if you actually were in the back rooms, let's just say if it's real, you woke up in the back room, which is like, obviously, it gives me shivers thinking about that, because like you're trapped. The reason why you'd be trapped is because it just would be the same. It's like basically a level ending simulation.
For 300 miles, you'd be going in the exact same thing.
But you wouldn't even know if you're going the right direction. So
that's fucking scary.
When I watched the video, it's not like an actual thing, obviously, but thinking about it makes me, it's so alien. Like, it makes you want to shiver and be so scared thinking about being in the back rooms.
Yeah.
Does that obviously scare you too?
Oh, for sure. For some reason, I feel like I've never actually done this, but like something, I feel like I played a video game or something where like that's been a thing where like you're running through the same thing over and over.
They made a video game out of Liminal Spaces, but
what was that next photo?
That's the back room.
It's like scary because it was black and white.
Oh. Yeah, but that's one of the, like the beginning parts of Liminal Space. And now, these are just some things that I wrote down. Photos, so, on these Liminal Space groups, I guess you'd call them, like, people take photos that are liminal spacey.
Oh, so, like, they find places just around that fit the vibe.
Yeah, and usually they're, like, hallways, dark bedrooms, empty streets at night. And if you guys end up watching the Liminal Space video, the guy ends up trying to take a Liminal Space photo. And the way that I viewed it is that it's pretty easy to take a liminal space photo. Like, so, in a way, like, liminal space isn't actually, like, real, because you could make anything liminal space. Like, I could, like, so, if you, on the Reddit, like, both of them are, like, empty hallways and stuff, but I bet I could go to your house and, like, try to take a liminal space
photo. Like, somehow make it look liminal spacey.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can never picture anything outside seeming liminal space-ish. Like you said, an empty street. Like, that to me doesn't scare me, because, like, a street doesn't seem like you're trapped.
No, but, okay, think about, let's just say you're on, like, one of the streets.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, the lights are on, but no one else is on that street. Does that, like, make you feel
not
airy?
Not really, because I just feel like, oh, you could just drive home still. But, like, it's like you don't seem like, you know, like, that back room you showed me, that seems, like, way more, like, trapped.
And it's so unknown.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I want to let it known that, like, liminal space, I'm pretty sure, like, has an actual meaning, but then these photos, like,
it's like their interpretation
of it.
Yeah,
like you, liminal, like you wouldn't, not everyone would consider that liminal space.
Yeah, wouldn't everyone feel something? Wouldn't like, some people would see the back room and be like, oh, that to me isn't scary, but then there's some other one would be their like version of a liminal space.
Yeah, something that makes you feel really uncomfortable, kind of.
Yeah, it's different for everyone.
No.
Comment below what your liminal space is.
Oh, yeah, what's like your liminal space? Is it like an office or something? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But then, I didn't know about this, but I learned this from the video. But I guess some people think liminal spaces. So you know how you get this weird feeling when you see these photos and images and videos? It could be something to do with reincarnation.
What?
The way that I'm going to explain it is, so I show you this photo. You've never seen it. So you've literally never seen it. But why do you feel in a...
Oh, the camera turned off.
I got terrified for a second.
But why do you feel like such a deep emotional response?
Because when I see the bathrooms, I feel like a terrifying.
I'm not kidding. And also, when you talked about running through it and it was on loop, I feel like I've done that. I'm not even trying to be creepy, but I feel like that's why I said I feel like I've done it before in a video game or something.
Yeah, so the video.
Or is that like a dream or something?
I don't know.
I swear to God, like, do you feel like you've ever done, like, ran through something and it keeps being the same thing? I feel like it's from a video game.
I don't know. Yeah, it kind of does ring a bell. But I guess some people think with this liminal space, I'm just going to call it a movement, but it's not a movement. Some people think it would be things from our past lives that we've experienced it. And it's like a form of thinking about your past lives, but you don't know where it's from because you just know this life. What are you looking at?
What? I was looking into nature.
But yeah, some people think the reason why these photos are AOE are because our past lives, and that would make sense because we would have.
I am done because we have to. I'm trying to heal the trauma from this life and the past lives. We're gonna be in therapy forever.
But then the video also deep dived into what talked about. So there's two sides. What side do you believe? I'm just gonna make it two sides only. So that's one side, the reincarnation side.
Okay.
But then with these photos and stuff, if you go on the subreddit, I've obviously showed you some of the photos, but The guy kind of said, do you think that most of these photos... So, okay, I'm just going to explain a photo that I saw on the subreddit. It would be, you know, the Pizza Hut birthday party section of the Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
People have posted photos on the liminal Reddit of something like that with the lights off and balloons in the air. And they'd call that a liminal space. Or, for example, another liminal space would be, you know when you go to your grandma's house and there's just an empty bedroom?
Yeah.
People have posted stuff like that on the liminal space subreddit.
Oh, okay.
So then the guy was also pondering on the idea of, is liminal space just things that we've...
Well, I thought I heard a tap.
Oh, that was just me.
Oh.
I think. I mean, yeah.
Did you tap your window?
I think it was just like, it moved. Then done my
said
that.
I'm done.
But basically...
We're trapped in an effing liminal space.
No, but... I'm actually scared right now, but...
I know, I just hate the vibe. You guys, just so you know how it feels, we're in a car, and since the lights are on in the car, we can't see outside the window. That's what scares me. Because you know what I mean? Like, usually if the lights are off, your eyes would adjust, and you can kind of see your surroundings.
Yeah.
But, like, we're literally in a dark parking lot, and we can't see out the window.
And our eyes are getting adjusted to the brightness.
Yes, I feel like I can't really even see outside. Like, you know what I mean? Because my eyes aren't adjusted.
I didn't realize that till now.
Wait, we're literally in the liminal space. Because, like, we actually feel trapped because we can't even see our
surroundings. To be honest, I would definitely consider this a liminal space. But back to what I was saying was, so there would be that photo of the Pizza Hut room.
Yeah.
And not that all of us have experienced that, but we might have seen it in a TV show or something. So the reason why it makes us feel airy, because usually people would be in that. Or like a dud mall. Usually people
would... Or like that mall, that back room you show up is like an office space. So like that should be filled.
Yeah, so it should be filled. But the reason why it's scary to us is because no one's there. So basically it just would mean ordinary things that are empty/dud. Do you think that's the reason why it's creepy to us? Or do you think it's creepy because of reincarnation?
I feel like neither, weirdly, because for me, what's scary about liminal space is the never-ending side of it. You know what I mean? Even if there were people in it, it's just scary thinking. Even if people are in it, that's even scarier. Like, thinking of people being in that back room and it's never-ending is even scarier.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in a lean...
That's, like, crowded as well.
Yeah, that's true. I mean... I'm going to say most liminal space photos on this subreddit are scary to me because usually people would be like frolicking along these things.
Yeah.
But then it's just dud. So like if I showed a trail, but it just is like New York City, but dud. It gives like liminal space vibes to me because people should be there.
For me, I feel like it would be like evolutionary reasons because like maybe our like... distant ancestors like tried to go in caves because they're like, what's this? Like they're all excited, like, let's explore a cave. And then like we learned to be scared of caves because they like got trapped in a never-ending cave. You know what I mean?
Oh, something. Yeah, this reminded me of something else.
So, like,
though.
Evolution.
This would be a liminal space. When you're a little kid and you're at Walmart and you actually think you're gonna get you're last because you lost your mom.
Yes.
That has happened to you, right?
Wait, and another thing that's for sure liminal space. I don't know if you ever had this, but at my elementary school, they always had this effing cube. That cube you would crawl in. Oh my god, you guys, I don't know if this is everywhere else. It's this cube that like is a trailer behind a car, like, but they bring it like around fairs and stuff, and it's for kids.
Yeah,
it's a little crawl space. Honestly, sounds like the worst invention ever. Like, who invented this?
I don't even know if I'd go in it.
It's
right
a
now.
Crawl space that's four little mini crawl spaces high, so like probably like, I don't know, like 8 feet tall.
Yeah,
but there's four floors where you can only crawl. Like, you cannot stand up. It's so like, it's crammed. You go in this little crawl space, you have to go up. And it's completely pitch black in there. You go down sideways, and the whole goal is to get out of the other end.
Yeah.
But it low-key takes like 10 minutes to get through because like they make it like so there's so many twists and turns. You go up, down, like you'll be crawling and randomly fall because the floor isn't there anymore. And like that's the liminal space. It's like they're never ending. But I remember I found it fun though. But then I remember I stopped finding it fun because one time I was in there, and at the very top, this girl is freaking out. Like one of our classmates is like freaking out, saying, "Let me out!" And it's like, bitch, there's no emergency exits. That's the funny thing. It's like, the only way out is just keep going.
I for sure have a thing where, since you talked about that girl yelling and she had, like, was so stressed about it, there was for sure a thing with me, at least. I feel like other people are, like, less impressionable. But if I'm at, like, a Walmart and someone's, like, let's just say this happened. Someone started screaming and said, "It's the end of the world." Like, for, yeah. I would actually leave that Walmart and for, like, 5 minutes, I would be like, that's just... People being freaked out is terrifying.
Oh my god, kinda. That for sure is a thing. Even thinking of like, say for example, my plane thing where like you land but you haven't gotten to the gate yet.
Yeah.
If someone on the plane started freaking out, saying, "Let us off the plane," like I would start freaking out too. Like, cause just
yeah,
being
because,
around that vibe.
Yeah, and their stressness, like their anxiety kind of rubs off on you.
Remember when that happened to us?
When?
We were at a water park. And we were trying to get on this. Oh. It was such a big water park. It was raging waters in LA. We're like, you have to take a trolley from the parking lot to the water park. And there's like a line even to get on the trolley. So everyone's just like, bitch, let me on the trolley. Like, I want to get to the water park.
Yeah.
We got on like the last seats. And then somehow this guy budged or something. Some guy budged to get on the trolley. And people got so mad at him. They had this gigantic fight. Did gun. They literally like pointed a gun and pretended they were going to. Like, they did a gun symbol with their hand. But it was so funny because it was parents on both sides who were doing it. Like, they just unleashed and freaked out getting, because they got cut in front of line by this guy. So they like let loose on him. And then like, I remember afterwards, like we were both like so scared. we felt anxiety from it, even though we weren't involved in it anyway.
To be completely honest, I feel like I have low tolerance for really bad negativity and like fights and like anxiety or like people doing that type of stuff, because I remember telling you, like, can we just go home?
Even though you were actually over it.
Just because it makes me so uncomfortable when people are actually that angry.
Okay, have you ever been in a situation where you start crying because people are fighting and you're not even involved in it?
I'm assuming that has.
Last time I can remember thinking it happened when I was like 16, but like I was around like a fight and like I wasn't even involved in it anyway, but I started crying for some reason. So I'm like, I'm that type of bitch.
I could feel like emotional from someone else's emotions.
Oh my god, we're empaths. I'm just kidding, you know the new it thing everyone thinks they are?
Oh, because like, well, I'm a therapist.
If you know, everyone thinks they're an empath, which means like I feel all of the feelings of everyone around me. It's like, no, you're actually, don't stop trying to pretend you aren't selfish. I swear every bitch online is like, I'm an empath.
Oh yeah, like something about the internet that's kind of interesting. This kind of has to do with the empath thing. I swear if the internet wasn't a thing, I would think certain things are weird. But then, okay, I'm not saying being an empath is weird, but I swear people make things so popular what feels like everyone should be experiencing.
But also I feel like empath, maybe I just don't actually understand the definition. Maybe it's like way more intense, like you fully feel everyone's emotions, but wouldn't everyone kind of be an empath to an extent, you would hope? Isn't that just like everyone should have some sort of empathy?
Well, I know, like, okay, so if I was telling you a story about how I got beat up, there's some people that when I'm telling that story, you could actually put yourself, okay, this isn't like a psychedelic thing, this is just so you could actually put yourself in my shoes and be like, you'd be like, oh, I legit like understand and feel bad for you, even if you haven't experienced it. But then there's also like the people that would just like feel nothing, but then there's also the middle ground where it's like, oh, like I feel bad for you, but you can't fully understand them.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know how like there's sympathy, empathy.
Yeah.
Isn't empathy when you can actually put yourself in their shoes, and then sympathy is when you just understand them?
Honestly, I don't know.
I think that's what it is. But yeah, we're such empaths.
Yeah. The Empath Podcast.
But my last quote about liminal spaces is, so first of all, this is just one tip of the iceberg of liminal space. If you actually deep dive, like, just like I said, people are trying to find out where the back room is, because... Not like the back room, but there's a YouTube channel where they're trying to find out where that photo originated. They don't believe that the back room is real.
Wait, nobody knows where it's from?
Well,
oh, it could have been graphic design, like fake.
Well, I guess people think it originated on like LinkedIn or Facebook Marketplace, but people are trying to find where that photo's from because they're just so curious.
Oh.
But my last quote about liminal spaces is, liminal spaces do creep me out, but I think it's because it gives me under the ward vibes.
Oh, yeah, because if you're actually trapped in an endless thing, like that does sound
like
the end of the world.
Yeah, it sounds like just death. But also, I want to, if you guys have things like liminal space, because there's a car coming in. It hasn't happened in a while. But
I'm really mad.
The only reason why I know about this is literally because someone commented on my YouTube video. So feel free to like comment like weird shit like that. That's not like an actual tangible thing, but something that like you get feelings from.
Oh,
shit like that's so interesting. So if you know any more, you
that
can comment
interesting.
It. Liminal spaces.
Liminal spaces. Okay, so next up, mermaids.
honestly, I'm glad that we're moving to mermaids because when we're talking about like liminal spaces and like I was weird, I get like this weird vibe where it feels like I'm trapped.
I mean, we are by a lake though, it's like mermaids. Like some people believe that like they're in every body of water.
Well,
probably.
Okay, let's listen.
So basically, first of all, I'm gonna tell you Demi's theory on aliens because this is it was brought up in the show.
This whole podcast is just Demi Lovato's podcast.
I know. So on the show, Demi said something about like how aliens are actually extraterrestrial creatures. So like, wouldn't that be a good explanation for mermaids? Like we always, and also the creepy thing when I research mermaids is like the theory of mermaids have been they've been around for 30,000 years since the Stone Age. Like, that's as far back as it goes. Like, people have been talking about mermaids. Like, it isn't the Little Mermaid came out on Disney. And it's, like, for literally since the dawn of humanity, people have been talking about... I'm just going to say the dawn of humanity, though it wasn't. But they've been talking about mermaids.
I want to do a little rant. So, even though so many people are going to say, that's just... Like, if you believe in mermaids, you're dumb. Okay, there's a whole group of people that actually think a zombie apocalypse might happen.
Don't get that.
That's the same energy as mermaids.
For me, like, so no zombie difference. Apocalypse has... I'm not even trying to be a badass. Every time a car passes, I want to make sure they pass and, like, don't pull up next to us.
Oh, yeah, because...
Because if they pull up next to us, I immediately have to leave.
For sure, because I don't want to... I just don't want to... Yeah, it's nighttime, so...
Okay, so my whole thing with zombie apocalypse is they don't scare me because if that happens, like, I would just become a zombie. I'm not gonna be the type of bitch who's like, let's fight the zombies. I'd be like, I guess I'll just become one if, like, everyone's becoming a... You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
Like, I don't... And also, like, I would try to fight to live, but, like, you know what I mean? I just feel like that's never gonna happen. And if all my loved ones became zombies, I'd be like, bitch, what's the point of even... You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the other thing about zombies is that why is that acceptable to believe? Because it is. But why is mermaids not?
You bring up mermaids, everyone's just, what?
Okay, and I don't want to fully be a political commentator, but is it because more men believe in zombies? And I'm not even trying to be like
but they want to hate on the feminine mermaid shit.
Yeah, because a mermaid is more like girly. Or feminine, might that be the right tone. But yeah, that might be why.
So, basically, Demi thinks mermaids are aliens, and that's why they've been on Earth all this time. It's just like an alien civilization that lives underwater or something, you know?
I don't know why I just so funny that for that whatever Demi Lovato says. It's like, okay, we're going to talk about it in deep dive.
So, basically, I went on Reddit, and I just typed in, like, has anyone, like, seen mermaids, you know?
Oh, yeah,
I looked at some different threads, and somebody said, and this is the weirdest thing I saw. I don't know. They never said what country they're from, but somebody kind of commented like, oh, it's so funny how like Americans like view mermaids as fake. They're like, in my country, like we fully believe them. But the thing is, I don't know what country it is. I wish I knew because I want to talk to these people. Is anyone listening who like your country fully believes in mermaids? Because I want to know more.
Yeah, I don't know if this is something bad to say, but I swear like... Unless you believe in, like, weird-ass shit, like, those people that believe what you believe is the weird thing.
No. Okay, so they said, there's always been talk about mermaids in my small country. Everyone always says mermaids are in the rivers. But they said they're not friendly, like, stay away. So that's the scary thing about mermaids. Like, with aliens, you always hear, like, they're so positive, like, they're so loving. But mermaids, like, the general consensus that I saw is, like, they're terrifying, like... They will try to make you go crazy and, like, they just sort of lure you into, like, horrible storms and the ocean.
Do mermaids kind of have, like, a gypsy mentality?
It seems like they're all about scamming, yeah. Like, scamming men, mostly, at sea.
Oh, okay.
To, like, just die, to steal their treasure, maybe? I don't know.
We're only 5 minutes in, but I believe this way more than the Green Door. Like, something about mermaids, And I know this sounds so funny to some people. I just know someone's like, you're dumb. But mermaids kind of outlistic to me.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you. The literal government websites have written about them. And Ohio University. We'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
But the whole thing with mermaids is the common thing everyone always says. 80% of the ocean hasn't been explored. So, like, how are we to rule that out?
Oh, yeah. Like, it was kind of like what I was saying earlier. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, most of the land, like, 99.9% of the land has been explored, but, like, there's probably some weird shit we don't know about.
I know, literally, especially in the ocean.
The ocean is so vast and, like, so fucking big.
But basically, the person who said their country believes in mermaids, they said it's actually crazy to think they aren't real in their country.
Oh.
They said, like, they just said, like, everyone knows, like, they're in the rivers and, like, they're dangerous and stay away.
I love hearing about these points of views. No one knew about it.
Oh, and somebody replied to that comment and said, in my country, mermaids are treated as real, too. And like in your country, they are not known to be friendly. I've read several stories of people being attacked by mermaids. They seem to be very territorial. Many people still worship them and give them presents in exchange of favors and protection. So they're saying in their country, where everyone believes in mermaids, people get attacked by mermaids. And they said the mermaids are like magical or some shit because like you can give them presents and shit and they'll like do something like protect you or whatever. Like, where is this country? I want to go.
Oh, my gosh. I fully want to do a... Like, I want to go to these places where people say mermaids have been spotted and, like, try to find one and, like, be friends.
Oh, yeah, literally.
Even though they aren't friendly to most people.
So, yeah. The Ocean Service... I guess there's an Ocean Service government website. They basically just talked about mermaids, kind of, and they said how people have been believing them for 30,000 years. Ohio University... did like kind of a little article about them, and they said the belief in mermaids goes back to a theory of aquatic ape theory, which sort of talks about evolution and how like you know how everyone kind of says we're from the ocean, like originally we'd be from the ocean.
In one of my science classes, that like originally with evolution, it was like an ocean creature.
Yeah, so they're saying like basically whenever the point in evolution was where like humans weren't created yet and we were still kind of like whatever like
like water
primates
and
or whatever. They said like there were so many of like these weird creatures that like weren't quite human and they were competing for food and some of them were like, we're gonna find food on land. So they like became like humans and evolved into humans. But then some of them were like, oh, like we're gonna find food in the water. So like they were always swimming and shit. And then they eventually became mermaids because of evolution.
Oh yeah, so they just have always been mermaids.
Yeah, they said they adapted to be able to live in the water. Like, this is all theory. But, like, the theory is, like, some of, like, back in that evolution, like, they just were stuck to... They were pretty much human, but they stayed in the water and just evolved to live in the water.
The only question... So, I'm going to flip the script right now. So, if you were a mermaid... Okay, so let's just say there's, like, a mermaid city in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Would the mermaids have theories about how humans will... Or would there be so many humans? Well, it wouldn't be like a scary theory. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
So what I'm thinking right now is if I'm flipping the script,
mermaids be scared of us?
Yeah, and I'm trying to think like why isn't there pictures of mermaids? And I like what I'm trying to say is that would there be the same amount of mermaids as people? / like if mermaids are, wouldn't there only be like a few million of them? Because else wouldn't every human have? Well, yeah. There would have been photos, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. But they said the Ohio University article goes on to say that, like, our bodies kind of, like, support this theory in a way. Because we have very little body hair on our human bodies, which helps us with swimming. We can also hold our breath underwater longer than other land animals. Like, we can hold our breath longer than the other land bitches, you know?
Wait, so those these people, I'm pretty sure, that can go underwater for, like, 15 minutes?
And they're, like, part mermaid.
And they get hired? Do you think it's because, like, they're, like, they didn't, like, that part of the evolution, like, stayed with them just a little bit?
I don't know. They also said we're good swimmers. Our fingers shrivel up in the water, which makes it easier to grip things in water. They said we also seem to have a little bit of webbing in between our fingers, and some people are even born with completely webbed hands. Like, some babies are born, like, with that.
Oh.
And they said there's even been instances where people put babies in pools, and they instinctively know to hold their breath and swim. They said, like, all that said, like, this isn't concrete evidence also, obviously, and even dogs are born with the ability to swim, but they're saying that is interesting that, like, some of the characteristics of humans could support that.
Oh, yeah, that the would-be mermaids. Yeah,
another subset of humans could have branched off and became mermaids.
With me personally, I feel like I've fully am not, like, the mermaid trait fully went away or whatever, because being in a pool for a day sounds so uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, just being wet in general,
and
yeah.
Shriveled up.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so with this mermaid topic, I for sure want to learn more about it, and I believe it way more than your first topic. I'm just so interested
in
it
I'm
now.
Yeah, I'm a mermaid truther. And also, they did. I saw this one thing online that was interesting, that the Little Mermaid from Disney, I don't know if it's based on this, I'm assuming it is, but there was like a dark story of the Little Mermaid, like from the 1800s.
Oh, there was?
Where it was about like this, because you know the real truth about, like not the real truth, but people say about mermaids is like they're dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Their thing was like, it was like Ariel was coming to Earth to try to seduce a guy. And, like, she was, like, just evil and, like, was trying to, like, it was, like, it wasn't, like, the cute, like, love story it is now.
Oh, yeah, it was, like, a...
It was, like, she was trying to, like, just take off his jewels and shit and, like, become rich.
So I wonder if there's certain people that didn't let their kids watch The Little Mermaid, because you know how certain parents won't let their kids watch, like,
Harry Potter,
watch Wizards of Waverly Place? I wonder if certain people wouldn't let their kids watch The Little Mermaid because it's too... It's, like, they don't want to even discuss the topic of mermaids because that's negative and dark.
I'm sure. I haven't heard of it, but like that'll for sure happen. Won't like mermaids somehow be a thing? Like, oh my god, like why would you ever talk about that?
Since you talked about how the Little Mermaid like first was an like a story from like the 1800s or something, right?
Yeah.
So, what are those stories called? Folklores?
Yeah.
Because those stories are so terrifying. I know when my Spanish full class, my teacher, there was a movie about it, and I don't know if I watched it actually. It came out like 3 years ago. But my Spanish teacher was talking about this Spanish folklore about, it's called La Llorona. It's about this, this mom drowned. Okay, I might be kind of messing it up. Drowned, have you ever heard of it?
No.
Okay, drowned her 3 kids in a river. And then it's like, it just is scary thinking about it. And then like, apparently like you can hear her voice. Stuff like that's just creepy to me.
Oh, yeah.
Shit like that. But yeah, so I have a few other things. So my next topic was grid in the sky.
Okay.
So I've told you about this on Reddit. I've seen people say, like, have you ever seen the grid in the sky? So I've read these posts, and people have said in these posts that, okay, so the thing about it is that some people on these subreddits, some people said they were on, like, shrooms or something. Because I am a part of the shrooms Reddit just because I'm so interested in, like, what if shroom... Like, I want to know, like, years from now if... what I'm trying to say is that I don't do shrooms. I want to know if shrooms... If there's going to be evidence years from now that it helps mental illness, like
it
depression,
seems like
anxiety.
I feel like every time I go on Reddit, there is, like, a new article. Like, we're closer to using them as depression medicine publicly.
Yeah, people... grow it at their house and like it's not a true study, but they said like, oh yeah, I feel way better, and they do like microdosing.
I mean, I think the government's literally doing like actual studies on it.
Yeah, I read half of a book, and they said like Al got canceled, but now they're like restarting Al.
I know.
But yeah, and then like this other like Reddit about drugs, because it just is interesting to me. But people have said on those Reddits, I wanted to keep that in mind, that they were on drugs, because you have to keep that in mind.
It kind of makes it not seem real.
They, like, hallucinate and shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they said that they did this drug and they saw a grid in the sky. And I remember seeing this and being like, that's insane, because it kind of made me think of the simulation theory. Like basically, like, we're just in The Sims. Like, there's really a grid
in
the sky.
What's the grid? It just shows, like, different, like, square footage or what?
So the Reddit posts that I've seen have described the grid as basically, you know, like, the grid math paper?
Yeah.
It would be like that, kind of.
That's just weird. But yeah, it does make you feel like we're in The Sims, if that's a thing.
Some people said you would, like, you would see, like, colors or, like, a red line. Like, it would be like, colorful.
Oh, that's weird.
Now, the reason why this is kind of a shitty topic is because I was so excited to fully deep dive into this. I literally was. But it turns out that this actually isn't even, like, a big, thing. Like, I literally googled grid in the sky.
Not like a common thing people say, just that one guy on Reddit.
So like, if you search grid in the sky, I'm pretty sure you can probably find like a few hundred posts for sure. But it's like, it's so funny because I was excited to learn more about it and people's theories, but It's like, so basically what I'm trying to say is that it's a thing where people have done these hallucination drugs and seen goods in the sky, but it's not like a big thing. Like
And also, once you hear about it, then you might be likely to see that if you do the drug. You know what I mean? That's what kind of ruins it.
On these subreddits, people, it's kind of just like how people talk about, like, yeah, like you would think about it when you're doing the drug, so then you'd for sure see it.
Oh my God.
What happened?
It was fucking scary.
It just was because we were sitting for too long.
Oh my God.
I got terrified.
I am done. If you guys aren't watching the video, all the effing lights just turned off because my car thought no one was in here. Bitch, someone's in here.
Oh my gosh, I got terrified.
This just made me realize, like, I could never, when I first got my Tesla, I was like, oh, I'm going to camp in my Tesla because that's like a thing people do because it has like camp mode. Like, I'm going to never camp. I'm not going to sleep in a place like this.
If you were with, like, two other people, would you?
If you were on, like, a campground, but I wouldn't go somewhere, like, where there's no one is. I need to be right next to another tent.
I'd be scared. But back to the good in the sky thing. I have seen on these drug Reddits that people think, so do you believe this? People think that when you do these drugs that supposedly open your brain, or however the F.
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm part of, like, the hippie movement, but people think that it unlocks a new part of your brain where you can see another version of reality. So do you just think...
Oh, I have heard Azealia Banks say that.
So do you think...
Said it opened your third eye.
Yeah, so I'm assuming you've never done, like, Shroom's LSD.
No.
But do you... I haven't either. So do you think, with us non-drug users, do you think it's that it opens a new reality, or do you think it's purely imagination?
And
it's... Answer.
I don't even know. I feel like it'd be purely imagination, I'm guessing. Because why would there be a grid in the sky? Like, I don't want to believe there's a grid in the sky, so I'm going to say it's imagination.
Oh, the grid in the sky, like, okay, because it's not everything that you see, but since, like, shrooms is from the earth, like, maybe it is supposed to make you see other things, is what I'm going to say. Like, maybe it would, like, help you
perceive. Yeah, you never know.
Okay, now that one was kind of a failed topic. Now my next topic that I wanted to talk about was cannibalism.
Oh, yes.
Now, this was, like, a... 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but the reason why I literally just didn't go any further than that is because it's too dark.
And the thing about cannibalism,
it's too
and
like what I mean by
popular, trendy,
it's too like people have talked about it too much.
Also, the thing that ruins cannibalism for me is, like, at first I was like, yes, because, like, I view it as, like, mermaids and aliens, but then I remember, like, oh shit, like, people actually are cannibals. Yeah, like, that's what's scary, is, like, it's an actual
thing. One of our sisters told us, like, 2 weeks ago about, like, someone was being held hostage and by cannibals, but
just fucking scary. Like, this is a real, there's fucking cannibals
out
there.
When I picture cannibals, I picture driving in the middle of nowhere and these people go on your car and then boom. But what I want to say
feel
about,
that?
Wait,
did
what?
You, like, move like this?
I don't know. I've heard, like, bumps, but I think
no,
it
I
might just
my
be.
I car, like, bump.
Boom.
No, but I think it's from you. No one hit the car, right? No one hit the car. Like,
wait,
no shit. No.
Should
one
we move
there.
To, like, the front part?
No.
Since we're, like, might as well someone more comfortable.
Wait, really?
Move to the front part of the park.
Oh, should we just keep filming as I do it?
Yeah, because you kind of want to. I'm
no one's back there. We're good.
Oh, okay.
Let's
I'm getting, like,
here.
Spooked, but
oh wait, it's unlocked. Oh fuck.
The cannibal thing. Yeah, it just, like, people actually get eaten, but I do want to say about cannibals. Why can't they eat? Okay, and I know it probably has to do with torture, but why couldn't they just cut off their finger and eat their own finger?
Oh, but they want to, like, eat a whole, like, leg.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's actually too gruesome to Google, and I just want to say.
I wish they would do, like, studies on these people. Like, do they actually crave human flesh, or just because they're so messed up that they want to eat it? You know what I mean?
I think it's, like, a thing. I have no idea, but isn't it also a thing where, like, these evil people love torture?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I feel like that's what it is. They just want to be like, oh, I want to hurt someone. But, like, or is there people who, like, are actually, like, I just crave it. Like, they're, like, vampires.
I mean, yeah, I don't know how that
Edward
would
Edward Cullen up in this bitch. He was a literal cannibal, and everyone acted like it was cute.
I know, that's actually crazy. And he was, like, a heartthrob.
Hey, guys, this is Lucas from the future. I just want to apologize because during this episode, I did use the wrong pronouns for Demi. The show I keep bringing up was before Demi came out as non-binary, and it kept referring to Demi with the old pronouns, so it was throwing me off. But I apologize, and, yeah, I just wanted to say that. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
All right, so my next topic is also from the Demi Lovato show, remote viewing.
This is your last one?
Yeah, and what
Remote viewing reminds me of like someone's controlling us.
This one actually really interested me because there's actual, the government for decades researched it, the U.S. government, and it's been released. So many international governments have viewed remote viewing. It's basically where you'd be able, if you really get into a meditative state.
Yeah.
You would become so relaxed that you'd be able to like feel what other people are feeling and even see what they see. So originally what the U.S. government did it because like they heard, I guess, let me see, it says in here. Oh yeah, they heard in 1970, the U.S. government heard in 1970 that the Soviet Union was spending $60 million on like weird research like that, like remote viewing for war purposes. So like Russia would be like, if they actually worked, they'd be able to like find out all the secrets of the U.S. because they would just use remote viewing.
Okay, now this is a topic where like, this is top three most interesting things. I love shit like this.
Yeah, so because they were like, Russia's spending $60 million, they're like, oh fuck, like we need to start doing some research ASAP. Oh crap, the camera turned off.
Oh, I can turn it back on.
But so yeah, they decided to do research because they didn't want to go behind in the military, you know?
Yeah.
But basically, just for the Demi Lovato of it all, Demi did remote viewing, and it worked.
Wait.
This is the thing. So Demi was trying to see what the friend Matthew Scott Montgomery could see. He was like, I don't know, like half a mile away. And Demi was meditating, and she drew a picture that actually like kind of looked at like what he was looking at, is the weird thing. He was looking at this statue, and Demi drew like all these circles out and like where the trees would be and stuff. So like the weird thing is like, and she also described what they were feeling because they kept saying like, we feel calm, peaceful, and she wrote all of that. But like,
but the only thing about that is that half a mile is kind of close.
I don't know, but what I mean is like, she was inside a house and they like drove away,
but half a mile away, like,
huh?
Demi Lovato could have drove past it when Demi Lovato went to the house, you know.
Oh, I was just hoping they made sure that didn't happen. But now that you say that, like,
I don't know. It seems
Demi
unrealistic.
They could have. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, back to like the government, Project Stargate.
Oh, okay, with stuff like this, like there's also like things. There's like a bunch of government things like this. But what?
Basically, the actual definition of remote viewing is it's the practice of seeking impressions about a distant or unseen target, purportedly sensing with the mind. So basically like telepathic type shit.
Wait, so in a way we've done this because we had the same dream.
Oh
one
yeah,
night.
So we did kind of do remote viewing.
Okay.
So basically like when you get down to remote viewing, it goes back to the philosophy of like we all are the same consciousness or whatever.
I love this too.
Yeah, so they're saying like all you have to do is relax and then you'd be able to view other people's version of the same consciousness that we all have. You know what I mean?
Okay, with meditation, I find it so interesting. Like, so when most of the time when I meditate, I just like am calming down. But then like, I don't know, meditation like also has so many people say it does so many other things like this.
Oh, yeah. But basically Project Stargate was a secret U.S. Army unit. And yeah, it was all to investigate the potential for psychic phenomena to be used in military applications.
So what was the overall consensus after this?
Well, basically in 1995, they declassified it and concluded that it wasn't useful. But people, like the like conspiracy theory of it all, is saying like, oh, they're just saying that because they don't want us to know. But like, because they, when you actually look at the results, some of it actually did work, I guess.
Oh.
Like they're saying, because one of the projects, like one of the studies, I guess, was they actually found a lost Soviet spy plane. So that actually worked. Like someone remote viewed that, like where the lost plane was, and they found it.
Oh.
And then also, wait, I had another part I put in here, but now it's not on here.
Alternate dimension.
But basically, there was a whole other part where, like, some other thing where, like, somebody, like, fully, like, remote viewed and it was all right.
I think I might have heard about this, because, like, now that you're explaining it, I feel like I might have heard of Project Stargate.
Yeah, it was something where, like, oh, there was this is, I'm, like, kind of butchering it, but the thing I wrote down, but it disappeared from my notes, was, like, this person basically was supposed to try and remote view something like Demi Lovato, you know?
Yeah.
Where these other people were in a different location, and this person tried to remote view what they were seeing. And the guy drew all these things, but and they said he mostly got it right, but he added some trees. And they were like, oh, yeah, those trees weren't there, but the rest of it was right. And they were like, whatever, that's weird you added those trees. And because he was like, oh, I fully saw those trees. And then it was something where, like, then they found out that 60 years prior, those trees were there.
Oh, I've 100% heard about this because I remember hearing about this.
It's all remote viewing.
So basically, the end thing is that some people think that it is said it wasn't real. So then, like, it doesn't get, like, not everyone uses it or something.
Yeah, that's what people think. But from what publicly all the scientists said, like, yeah, it just didn't work. So we tried it, but it just didn't work.
But that's proven that what you said just happened. The tree thing.
People fight that and say, like, oh, there weren't enough controls. You know how there's certain, like, controls and stuff that have to go to make a study legitimate?
Oh,
they're saying,
yeah,
none of the studies fit any of these requirements. Like, they're saying they accidentally gave the people hints. Like, they were just... They're saying, like, basically, they didn't do the studies right, and that's the only reason there was even any successes at all.
Oh, okay. I'm actually not thinking about the study now that you're explaining it, because I'm thinking about this one crime podcast that I listened to one day on a walk.
Yeah.
With our sister, we were just on a walk, and we listened to it. One time, this is just, like, something like that, and I think the police were trying to figure out if it was true. Remote controlling.
Oh.
Well, okay, so someone murdered someone. And then they had someone try to figure out who the guy was, but then I'm pretty sure they put the wrong guy in jail. Because the remote controlling guy, you know, like, meditated and saw someone else.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. Oh, so they fully believed the remote viewing person?
Well, I think they, like, interviewed him, and he seemed, like, really suspicious. But then, I don't know, something, like, along those lines happened.
But it was so funny in the Demi thing, because the psychic guy who was, like, helping Demi... said, like, I'm so impressed, like, you could really like, do something with this.
So the only reason why I don't believe it is because half a mile away. I feel like it'd be different if Demi Lovato was in California.
I think that we could... I think for the show, they definitely... I don't know if it was even half mile. I made up the half mile thing. They had him drive, like, to this other thing, which I'm assuming she wouldn't have seen, because they wouldn't have... Do you think they did just fully cheat?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Like, why would they cheat?
But
I
even
mean,
if you,
I don't
even
know.
If you look at what Matthew Scott Montgomery saw versus what Demi drew, like, it was sort of, like, general. Like, she just drew, like, these circles where the statue would have been. You know what I mean? So you could, like, it almost is kind of, like, you know what I mean?
So was the whole show just, like, ghosts and aliens, and that has to do with ghosts and aliens? Or was it all just creepy, separate creepy shit?
I forgot how that had to do with anything.
Yeah, because I feel like that has to do with
aliens,
right?
Demi kept saying, like, what was I going to say? Oh, basically, Demi, said that meditating attracts ghosts. They went into, like, weird things with meditation as well.
Oh, okay. Me, personally, there hasn't been times where I get scared of meditating.
Oh, like, you're scared. I know, that's what scared me watching this, because Demi kept saying, like, it attracts aliens. It's like, I am all for aliens, but, like, I don't want to attract to them.
Because sometimes when I'm in my room and I'm meditating alone and no one else is in the vicinity.
Yeah.
I actually get scared, because it's like, what if I'm, like, doing something, like, oh, no, like, I know this is obvious in my mind, but it gets scary sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But to go back to the world, aisle one, I feel like I believe it because I feel like when, like, emotions, a lot of people experience the same things at the same time. Like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like a lot of people experience, I feel like there's, like, mass things, like mass happiness, mass sadness.
Oh, yeah,
I think
for
it's,
sure.
Like, I don't know, I could view it.
Wait, should we try remote viewing right now?
Wait, what should we do?
Like, maybe you could, since you're, like, the more, like, Pisces, spiritual psychic, like, I'll think of, so you could do, like, a color or something, and then, like, I'm gonna vividly think of it, and, like, just take, like, a few deep breaths, and, like, just try to think
Let's do something more elaborate than a color, like, maybe,
maybe,
it has
to have,
like,
we have to have some sort of bounds, though, because even with Demi, like, Demi knew that they were going to a place.
Let's say you're thinking of, an activity that you would do for fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, an activity I would do for fun? I don't have that many hobbies, I'm scared it would just be obvious.
Like, no, just something you do in the park.
An activity. No, not in the park.
What should we do? An activity?
Maybe just a general hobby, not a hobby of mine. A general hobby that somebody could have.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm going to vividly think of it. So, like, you guys will be silenced for, like, 30 seconds. Because take, like, deep breaths and, like, actually try to, like, relax.
Okay, I'm fully going to do it, guys.
Do long exhales. Long exhale. Okay, I'm going to start vividly thinking of it, okay? And then, like, in 30 seconds, tell me what you think, okay? I'm thinking about it so much.
Okay. I have it.
You already have it?
Yeah.
What was it?
Going on the detonator at the...
Oh, no.
What the fun?
It was horseback riding.
Oh, for real?
Oh, dang. So we didn't do remote viewing.
I didn't.
Should we try it the other way, though? Because maybe I'm the actual psychic.
Okay.
Okay, what do you want to have the thing be?
How about...
Sorry, guys. This is really boring listening to silence for 30 seconds.
How about I think of, like... Of like a fruit or vegetable.
Okay. A fruit or a vegetable.
Yeah.
Okay. Start thinking of it.
Okay, I'm sending it over. What's that noise?
That's a battery or something. I thought of two, but the first one was grapes and then bananas.
Oh, squash.
Oh, shit. It wasn't even close.
But squash is the same color as banana, kind of.
Oh, shit. So we have to work on it more.
No, I feel like if we fully tried it, it would work.
Yeah.
That's my prediction. Now, what else do I have? I had a few other things to talk about before we go. So there's this Reddit thing that I have. What is this? Oh, okay. Something interesting. You know how I say headache people?
Yeah.
So I'm part of this subreddit called Old School Creepy. It just is a bunch of old school things that are creepy.
Okay.
First of all, can we talk about why is every black and white photo slash like old school thing creepy? Sorry, I
hit the break. Yeah, that's a thing. Like, yeah, you old school stuff always is creepy. But then also like glamorous. It depends how it's framed.
So this, I want to mention this because... This is a vibration therapy, a treatment for headaches in the 1980s. And this photo is the most terrifying photo. So
wait, 1980s or 1880s?
Oh, wait, sorry. 1890s.
I was going to say, these people are exaggerating so hard because it said the 1980s and the photo was so black and white. And someone was like, bitch, in the 1980s there was color.
No, sorry. The 1890s. And I want to mention this because it's kind of scary, but it's not really scary, just interesting. But they really thought that putting a... Basically, a pat over someone's head and having someone hit the pat with a sledgehammer would help someone's headache.
Honestly, I'm so happy we don't live back then.
Because you're going to search vibration therapy treatment for headaches in the 1980s, and your head would hurt even worse.
I don't live back in the times where one guy ruled the town, had no doctor information, no doctoral education, and you'd have an ailment, and he would just say, okay, I'm going to hit you on the head with a hammer, and you'd have to do it.
I know. I'm so glad, too, because everyone would just believe it.
I know. It sounds horrible. Burning witches and shit.
Yeah, that's just horrible. So, lastly, I wanted to know, why is the dog scaly?
Evolution.
Now, that's exactly. This is a quote from a Cut article. I don't know if that's legitimate, but this is it. It's not the darkness itself that's frightening. It's the fear of what the darkness masks. The dark leaves us vulnerable and exposed, unable to spot any threats that may be lurking nearby. So basically, it goes on to saying it's literally just evolution why we're scared of the dark. Because back in the day when you just lived by trees or whatever.
Also, like, we don't have the ability to see in the dark that well.
Yeah, so back in the day when you lived by, like, a tree, you wouldn't know when a threat's coming.
Yeah, so, like, in the dark, you probably are scared because, like, your body's just like, okay, this is the moment where you have to hide because we want to stay alive, and your body, you can't see that well in the dark, so let's wait until the morning to come out again.
Yeah. I was wondering, like, about how what's actually scary about the dark is, okay, I never really experienced this, but you know when it's just dark in your bedroom, it's not actually pitch dark, pitch black?
Yeah.
What the scariest dark is, pitch black. So if we turned off the whole entire car and there was like a baseball field a few yards ahead of us, like it's not even close to us, but if they turned off all those lights, it would be actually pitch black. And that's when it's like actually terrifying because you can't see anything.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, that's why I was good at the dark if you wanted to know. It's evolutionary.
Well, we hope you guys have a good spooky week, a spooky night on Halloween.
And I hope you start, like, reusing remote control to, like, control your life.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you could become a very good remote viewing person and the government will hire you
remote
to spy
viewing.
On the Soviet Union, Russia.
Yeah, spy me good money.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks for listening, watching. Bye.
Bye.